This is RJ Bell with the sports betting headlines for Thursday. Vegas upgrades the 49ers. Bosa and Fred Warner both practice, appear on track against Green Bay. That's money upgrade on the 49ers. Cincinnati Bengals also upgraded slightly. The money continues on Burrow and the Bengals. Hendrickson clears concussion protocol. More money against Tennessee. In the NBA, the Lakers lose for the fourth time in five games, and there's drama with Russell. We'll get to it. Here comes a full hour of the Vegas Truth covering all that and more.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio. This is Straight Out of Vegas. With the voice of Vegas, your host, RJ Bell. The pregame show America has always wanted. I doubt the future. I doubt the From the Vegas Strip, here's RJ Bell.
You heard it. I'm RJ live in Las Vegas, live on a Thursday, live on 225 FSR stations across this great, great nation. AJ Hoffman in studio. I got a little surprise I'm going to pull on AJ. He doesn't know about this.
Oh, great.
And it involves money. Yeah, that'll be within 5 minutes. You'll hear about the surprise. Sports bettors listen for the money. Sports fans listen to know more than their buddies. He's the fan who beats the man, AJ Hoffman.
Thank you, RJ. Great to be here on a day where the 49ers and Bengals get some positive injury news. The Lakers lose for the fourth time in five games. And the Packers' David Bakhtiari comes into question for Saturday after he misses practice today. What is the Vegas lead?
Well, you know, Bakhtiari was load management. I don't know if you know that or not.
Well,
I mean, when you didn't play for a year maybe, then you practice twice, you got to relax a little bit. No, but, you know, with injuries, you got to be okay with it. We're going to start with our typical during the big weeks of the NFL. We check in at the top of the shows and say, what's changed? What has changed from the Vegas perspective, which is really a metric of the world at large. So it's really what has changed in the world of the NFL since yesterday. And I'm going to start with the 49er-Packer game because I'm the host, so I get to decide.
The Green Bay Packers now 5.5-point favorites hosting the 49ers. You could have gotten them at 6 yesterday, so some money coming in on the 49ers.
And Bosa, which was a real question mark. It's easy for people to say, I can't see Bosa not playing this game. And maybe back in the day, that was valid because the toughness or you could say the irrational decision making of players.
Stubbornness.
We don't want to make it as if you're hurt and you don't play, you're not tough enough. But there was a, hey, if I die out there, that's part of the game mentality more than before. And you know what? Even if it were that today, you got the third parties. You've got the, in theory, impartial tests and the impartial doctors. So there's uncertainty. It's not just the decision of the player anymore. So the fact that Bosa practiced and that makes it where at least him being restricted by the protocol is no longer the case, right? That's how you understand.
Yeah. Once you pass concussion protocol, you're cleared to practice, play, whatever. But what you're saying, especially with a concussion, being tough has nothing to do with it anymore. If it's your leg.
I think it does have something, not tough, but being indifferent to the consequences of it would be like once you pass the protocol, now it's about your decision. And some people can make bad decisions like that.
Yes. But if you show up and your knee is 60% and you tell the team, I can play, I can give it a go, we could get a shot, whatever, that's a tough thing. Once you've got a, like you said, a third party has to clear you for concussion. There's no like, I'll gut it out.
That's true. And that's where, and I agree with you 100%. So just to kind of recap your point is with the protocol, what is protocol? It is a series of events that has to happen in order to be eligible to play. Right. So that protocol involves a baseline test that they did earlier in the year to say this is the baseline of the neurological ability of this person. Now, it's not the perfect measure of intelligence or anything, but it's saying things like, you know, if it's three triangles and then there's a square, which one doesn't fit? You know, that's like a simple example, right? And I'd be interested to see a lot of people's baseline.
I'd be interested to see Joey Bosa's. I can't imagine. It's way different from now.
Whoa. Who do you know that's graduated from The Ohio State University?
You.
Uh-huh. And who else?
I think that might be it.
Bosa graduated.
Oh, I don't know him.
Okay. But what? Apparently you know him enough to malign his intelligence. I mean, and
who? Does he come off as like a...
And you got an 18-month degree, or did it take 2 years?
It took 2 years.
And where was that from?
Belmont.
Belmont where? What's Belmont even mean? Belmont what?
They don't have a football team, so it's not in your world, I guess.
Okay, now who... yeah. Who else... Who's the graduate that you put his pictures up in the hall of the alums? You might be the most famous graduate from that school.
No, it's mostly musicians. It's like Trisha Yearwood and Brad Paisley. They're musicians.
Uh-huh. Okay. I think you're done with cutting on Ohio State. I think at this point...
I wasn't cutting on Ohio State. I'm cutting on... Like, are you saying no dumb people went to Ohio State?
I don't think dumb people graduate from a top 50 school. You know, now, there's all degrees of dumb. I mean, I think we explore that every day. I'm RJ Bell. We are straight out of Vegas. Okay, so the part of it where the league would step in and say you can't play seems to have passed for Bosa. Now it's about want to, and I feel strong he'll play. Now, the catch-22 always is what's the difference between a guy not playing and a guy playing hurt or playing limited. So it was my belief, and I'm not saying any doctors confirmed this, that there's certain quarterbacks, especially the quarterbacks, that seem to process not as quickly as others. And that's, again, not raw IQ. That's different skills to process very quickly. And when they get a concussion, that little, you know how it is if you have a hangover or if you didn't sleep a lot, you're generally the same. But what takes you a fifth of a second to answer might take you three-fifths of a second. And it's just barely noticeable. And unfortunately, a lot of people have gone through that. We did to some degree with my grandfather. As they get older, people, you start seeing, hey, they're here. They're following. But it's not quite the same. And now, a concussion is a bruised brain, effectively. It's a bruised brain. And I got to be honest, a lot of brains I've seen out there in action, if they were bruised and got a little slower, I don't think that's good at all. I thought Daniel Jones after, and again, Daniel Jones could have a PhD. He doesn't, I don't think. But if he did, it wouldn't change. He's not a quick processor on the field. And he seemed to be a half a millisecond behind after his concussion for a few weeks. And you know what? His performance was way down. It could have been a coincidence. It could be, hey, you're connecting things that aren't connected. Sure. I think with D linemen, not as important. You know, so in general, meaning that if he's able to play, which it seems like he is, if somehow there is a 5% lingering mental element to it, and when I say lingering, I mean a week or whatever, I don't think it affects Bosa all that much. And again, once you graduate from Ohio State, you've got enough.
Did he graduate or did he just attend?
I don't know. I don't even know if he attended, first of all. But, I mean, he could have graduated and not attended. I don't even know about that. Mackenzie, check on that so we can shut him up.
Come on.
I'm RJ. I think he did a summer program at Yale, actually, Bosa. We're straight out of Vegas. Okay. Now, here's what I'm going to spring on you. You're not going to like this.
Oh, great.
I'm so sick and tired of the non-committal stuff in these games. And not really from you. I'm saying in general, everyone's got... Yeah, listen, every freaking game, there's two sides to it. You know why? That's why they made the line that way. Okay? Let me try a little thought experiment. I'm going to make the 49ers favored by 7. AJ, who do you like in that game?
The Packers.
Yes, yes. See, the line is exactly where it is because the world bets on each side of it. If there's disproportionate betting on one, the line will become more expensive on that side, so it's a little less attractive. And eventually, when it's even, the sentiment is when the line stays where it is. That's it. That's all the lesson you need in the line. They're going to keep moving it. Imagine there's this girl that you think is the bee's knees, and you're young, single, and or maybe not even young, but single, or maybe you're in an open marriage. Whatever it is, you're looking at the girl, and you're saying, yes, give me some of that. And then they say, okay, but here's the thing. She has a felony assault in her background. A lot of people are going to say, you know, it could have been a misunderstanding. Judge might have had it out for. And then they say, but also she smells in a way that most people find unattractive.
Like Harbaugh?
Well, again, I've never had any romantic interest in Harbaugh, but yes, the rumor is, and I'm not the one that started this rumor. The rumor is
he smells.
But I'm, you know, again, I wouldn't want to have dinner with him anyway. But you could keep adding things, and eventually, someone's going to say, you know, I'm out. That third felony, forget it. It can't all be a coincidence. And then there's other people still saying, I'm in. And then eventually, half the people was out, half the people was in, and that's the right place for that. Pretty girl line, if we do that. Here, it's the same thing. The 49ers and Packers yesterday was Packers favored by 6. Everyone at the time thought that's about fair. Half the people like one side, half the people. Now, the news comes in, Bosa likely to play, very intelligent, likely to play. Fred Warner also likely to play. Oh, 49ers look more attractive. Packers look less attractive. I'll take the 49ers even at 5.5. Boom, the line drops. That's a good lesson and an important lesson. And it's like any other market. You get a house and the house has a sewer outside that's smelly. All of a sudden the price goes down. But you know what? At a certain price, people are going to deal with the smell or they're going to dig up the sewer. There's all kind of different give and take in life and also in betting. Okay, let's look at the Titans Bengals. We might get an update there.
Okay, the Tennessee Titans now 3.5-point favorites over the Bengals.
All right, now this is a game that I'm starting to really think. I really am starting to think that I like the Titans in. And Fezzik liked it on the podcast yesterday. And I'm letting you know that maybe as a red herring, because what you're not going to like is we're going to do tomorrow throughout the show a forced bet. Side or total on all four games, and if we disagree, we automatically have a bet with each other, and also the green button is valid for any bet. So if I might just want to fade all four of yours, no matter what, I can press the green button. So you've got to put 400 at risk tomorrow, or just don't show up. Just text tomorrow and say, give us a good 30 minutes notice. Text and say, you know something, I'm not feeling so good.
Okay.
And then I'll just charge you 100 for that.
I can handle that.
You up for this?
I'm up for it.
All right, because this will be fun. There's nothing better than seeing someone that's got a big national radio show. Oh, he used to be an Ultimate Fighter. He retired when he was undefeated in Ultimate Fighting and as a professional, 1-0. And they want to see you uncomfortable.
Okay. Right?
And that's what my job is.
That's fair.
Now, a lot of people want to see me uncomfortable. It's just no one can do it.
It's tough to do.
That's what I'm saying. So if someone can, that would be a good summer thing.
Like, try to figure out how to make you uncomfortable?
No, I know how you could. You know, take my remote control. I'd be upset for a long time.
We should go to an MMA gym and you could see how it is against a 1-0 fighter.
Yeah. All right, we're going to take our first break. Make sure to dump that. We don't want that going over the air. When we come back, we'll finish recapping the rest of the games, what the movement that's happened, and then Westbrook, LeBron. Maybe a cage fight? I don't know. I think I'd take LeBron in that one.
All that and more coming up next. He's RJ Bell. I'm AJ Hoffman. This is the pregame show you've always wanted right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Straight out of Vegas!
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Out of Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific. On Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
I disagree with intervention. I disagree with protocol. If you speak out against the words, then the heavens gonna fall.
I'm RJ Bell. We are Straight Out of Vegas.
And I'm AJ Hoffman. In just a minute, we're going to take a look at the last couple lines for the NFL weekend, see how they've moved overnight.
And I'll probably give a tidbit or two, getting ready for the head-to-head battle with AJ, force bet four games, either the side or total. He goes during the break, he goes, can I play derivatives?
No,
I was
just clearing up the rules. does my voice do that when I talk?
You're right.
Can I play derivatives?
You're right, back up. Let me give the annotation. Can I do derivatives?
Right now I sound like Nick Bosa.
So we found out Nick Bosa is in the process of getting his degree from Ohio State. What's funny about that? What's funny about that? I don't get that at all.
The presentation.
You know what? yes, I am funny. You know what's funny? When we did his interview, Brad, he was, you know, McKenzie, you know, as he says every day, went to Yale. And Brad goes, yeah, he goes, I could have gotten to Yale. He goes, but, you know, I went to where I went. And I go, where'd you go again? And what was the answer?
UC Davis. But I did not say you could be Yale.
Yeah, okay. Come on. I think you said you chose not to go is what you said. Right or wrong?
I chose not to apply.
I chose not to date Cindy Crawford.
Yeah, I remember that day. I mean, I remember when you made that decision. You were like, you know what? I'm not going to do it.
Well, you didn't know me, but you might have read it in Us Magazine at the time. But I'm telling you right now, to me, it's not just looks, AJ. It's not just looks. Real quick before we move on. You know what's funny about college football? You're a specialist, or an expert at it. No matter what happens, Ohio State seems to be okay.
They are.
You know, it's like, oh, the name, image, and likeness is going to be advantage for blah, 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 and disadvantage for blah, blah, blah. But somehow the Buckeyes just keep right at the top tier from Woody Hayes on.
It's very impressive to me, given that basically every other program in that part of the country has dropped off dramatically in the last 20 years. It's just hard to win in that part of the country anymore, and Ohio State staying strong.
Now, Colin has a theory about that. A lot of it has to do with weather, that people just are more that moving and being able to jump from state A to state B doesn't bother people, kids as much. But boy, if they have a choice, they want to be in the nice weather.
If you're an elite player who grew up in the Midwest, you've got a chance to go to the West Coast or the South, you want to do it often. If you're an elite player in the South or the West Coast, you're not looking to go to the middle of the country and freeze all winter.
Yeah, that's interesting. You don't hear people in California singing songs about getting to Nebraska.
No.
Right? But vice versa happens.
It happens.
Okay. I'm RJ Bell. We're straight out of Vegas. I graduated in 4 years from The Ohio State University, but I'm thinking of getting my PhD.
Oh, really?
No, not really, but, you know.
But you have.
I can say that.
Yeah.
Because really, it doesn't mean anything.
And then you can say, I decided not to.
I decided not to because I am going to date Cindy Crawford. She's gotten a lot more intelligent.
Got to focus on my relationship.
Let's be honest, I don't know how intelligent she is. She could be brilliant.
She could be.
Like, who was the gal that had the talk show? She was young, and then she did the dating show.
Ricky Lake.
No. That was years ago. But this was a black girl who, she ended up doing, like, America's Next Top Model. Yes.
Tyra Banks.
You got John came through with that.
John, that a boy.
Tyra Banks actually did like a semester at Harvard.
Okay.
Right? Now, here's what's interesting. It was like a one semester program for executives, which actually is a big deal, right? Because the theory is a guy can't get away for multiple years. But if you got a top flight executive who's like 35, 40, they're ready to take the next step. If you're a big company, maybe you send them somewhere for 3 months, like a boot camp kind of thing. So she went and did it. But then she went and said Harvard educated, and people on the internet wouldn't stop letting her, like, would berate her about it. It seems accurate to me. If you say you're Harvard educated and you went and did a full program that actually got a certificate at the end, but no, that wasn't good enough.
It's good enough for me.
What do you think of that, McKenzie, as the Ivy League representative here?
I get emails to join some sort of Cornell business.
We're not asking about you. We're asking about other people.
So we're asking about Tyra.
Yeah, everything's about him. What's this guy?
Ivy League schools got to make their money, too. Those programs are for profit.
Okay. And let me see. What is Yale's endowment right now? And how much of it do you think came from the certificates? And how much do you think came from suckers like you?
$26 billion, I think, last check. And it's about reputation.
Yeah, exactly. See, isn't it interesting? He sits there and goes, well, listen, Yale, which is so great, Tyra, she had to buy into the club. But me, who paid effectively, what, $80,000 a year? Now, the fact that it came from scholarships or whatever didn't bother him, but no. Yale still got the money.
Yeah.
Oh, the people. All right, let's keep going. Oh, fastest growing show. The current temperature, 62 degrees. The neon is percolating again.
All right. We mentioned that the Bengals now 3.5-point dogs to the Titans, and some good news on the injury front for the Bengals. We questioned even up to yesterday on the podcast, how healthy would they be on the defensive front?
Well, here's the thing now. Hendrickson, clears concussion protocol, but the other two, the one with the very difficult last name, I think it goes...
I'm not even going to try, but...
Oh, you're the professional broadcaster. Hit us with it.
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
No. What's the name?
Oh, I don't have the name
well,
in front of me.
Pull it up. What are you here for?
Well, to mispronounce names? Yeah, you're going to force me to mispronounce
you
a name?
You should be doing...
Ogunjobi.
Ogunjobi.
I'll take that.
Okay. Tomorrow, have that ready to go.
Oh, boy.
And by the way, I don't think it's that. I think it's...
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
That was my first guess.
But it was funny when I did it. When you did it, it wasn't near as funny. Like, you trying to imitate that voice...
I can't.
Didn't work at all. All right. I think what's fascinating about the Bengals here is we talked about it last week. Is against the blitz, Burrow's amazing. We talked about processing speed, and some quarterbacks are faster than others. Brady's as fast as anyone's ever been. Burrow is as fast as any young player, if not the second fastest right now with Brady. He's right there in the top tier. Now, what is that? You see this front, you see them roll this way, and instantly a step off the snap, you know, oh, this is disguised. They're doing this, so I'm supposed to go here. It's millisecond stuff. It's not second stuff, like 1 second, 2 seconds. It's millisecond stuff. And it's not even something you can know, you know, why some, like I often say this, if Fezzik and I are in a deep, deep thinking contest, I feel about it. If it's, you got a millisecond to make a decision, he's a big favor. He's a better card counter than me. He can count cards very well in blackjack because he's able to do the instant stuff where I might think, well, what about? And then even just thinking, what about? I'm too late, right? So there's different types. And a lot of hustlers, and I'm not saying this is fast, but a lot of guys that are fast talkers that like work in boiler rooms, you would think they're brilliant because they talk so fast. They got all the angles. They're not. They were repeating a variation of a theme again and again, but they got quick minds, right? So in the NFL, you can have a guy that has an amazing Wunderlich score. And again, we can question Wunderlich's metric as a metric of intelligence, but it does something to measure your quickness of mind. And you could have an amazing Wunderlich score and actually not be a fast processor. I don't know if vice versa can happen. I think if you get a 9, you probably aren't a fast processor. But you could have an average score and be a fast processor. So in general, Burrow is elite at this. Well, when does that matter? It matters against the blitz, where you got to quickly make decisions. Well, last week, the Raiders didn't blitz hardly at all.
The Raiders don't blitz.
They don't blitz in cover 3. Good point. And you know what? It made Burrow not as good. They won, but it was a close game. And it went under the total, as we predicted. 7 field goals. Now, this week you got the Titans. They used more disguise coverage, but I think it was 5th. But they're right around 5th in blitzing the least. So Raiders were number 1 not blitzing, and Burrow's talents didn't get a chance to shine. Now I think against the Titans, again, they won't get a chance to shine because they're not going to see a lot of blitzing. Any thoughts on the game other than that?
That makes a lot of sense. I think the home-road splits are also pretty big here. Tennessee's been great at home this year, and the Bengals have been rough on the road. Losses to the Jets, Bears, and Browns this season so far.
So I don't agree with you there, and here's where I would explain my disagreement. In general, if you look at a concept called correlation, it's if something happens now, how correlated is it to the future? So if someone eats bad food and you first 3 days you see them at the office, they're eating Twizzlers or something or whatever random bad food, chances are there's a correlation. They're not eating celery sticks most of the time. You just happen to see the Twizzlers.
Sure.
But there's other things that aren't correlated. One thing that isn't is home field performance over the course of short periods of time. Since there's only 16 games, you're going to have 8 typically, or I guess there's 17 now, you're going to have 8 or 9 home field games if there's not a neutral. And you know what? If you look year to year, you see a lot of 4-4, and then 7-1, and then 1-7. And it goes within certain ranges. And there's also, though, things like the Giants that have been over now a decade plus correlated to do better on the road than you would think relative to home performance. So with a tiny handful, there is this real home road balance or in this case correlated year to year overperformance or underperformance. I wouldn't say Like, which of these would you say that you feel like there's a long hit? Because the Bengals typically have had a good home field. With Tennessee and Cincy, do you think that there's a long history of either of them being either good or bad home and away?
No.
Yeah, so I think year to year it becomes a little bit of just random, but there are a handful that is longer. I agree with you.
I also think that sometimes home road splits matter more with young quarterbacks, young coaches, than it does with a veteran team.
Say that one more time.
I think that being on the road can be more of a distraction if you've got a young team or a young coach versus...
When you say distraction, it makes me think about the night before they're at the strip club. But you mean where the loudness of the stadium and stuff,
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that's true. I think in the playoffs, though, it probably means more... Like, if you look, watch the Cincinnati game last week when they were home, that home crowd seemed to mean something. You know, there was guys at PFF that went to that were saying they've never seen a crowd that engaged and symbiotically with the team.
They've been waiting a long time.
30 plus, right? So I think the circumstances can be different, no doubt about it. Now, Tampa Bay and the Rams, I'm actually going to give a epiphany best bet on that by the end of the show. So let's wait on that game. Because I'm going to give a bonus best bet there. Why don't we talk Bills Chiefs?
Yeah, the Buffalo Bills. Now we're looking at just under 2 at the Chiefs.
All right, so Chiefs are at home. Chiefs are favored. You said that like a riddle. The Bills are just under 2 at the Chiefs. So who's favored?
The Chiefs are favored, yeah, by just under 2.
And you didn't say it, though.
I apologize.
Are you shook up a little bit?
No.
Okay, because you got a bat tomorrow, remember?
I'm ready.
All right. So Chiefs are favored by between 1.5 and 2. The money has been on the Bills, and it looks like it's pressing down. Now, I heard on a Ringer podcast today, and I checked it. It makes a ton of sense. Pull up the schedule maybe, AJ. You can use my new schedule sheet that I made a mistake on yesterday.
We're looking for Bills or Chiefs?
We're going to look at the Bills. Now, you could make the case that the Bills' offense started the year against a lot of cupcakes. But if you actually look at the defense, you could make the case later in this year, the Bills played a pretty tough group of Ds. And the case is being made that there's all kind of dismissing of the Bills as an offense because of the strength of schedule, which is generally weak. But if you look at it, second half of the year or so, run down some of the teams they've played. They've actually played some tough Ds. Now, obviously, New England twice would be on the list.
Indianapolis.
Indianapolis, a very good D.
At New Orleans.
A very good D.
The two games against New England.
A good D.
At Tampa.
So, I mean, in a way, you got to look at strength of schedule, both offense versus defense and vice versa.
And even Carolina, who, I mean, they're good at anything, it's defense.
Oh, I think they're certainly an above average D.
Yeah.
So, I mean, in a weird way, we can feel really sure, I think, about the Bills' offense, not as sure about their defense.
We talked about this on the podcast about Josh Allen, and you can make the case that Josh Allen, over the last 2 years, is just a better quarterback than Patrick Mahomes.
And that's an interesting debate, is if you said Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, let's not go by reputation, let's go by performance, that this year Josh Allen outperformed Mahomes, and last year he outperformed Mahomes, Josh Allen. And thus, if you say over the last 2 years, now listen, I did all right in algebra, but if A is greater than B and C is greater than D, then A plus C has to be more than B plus D. But if you say who's the better quarterback, most people aren't going to say Josh Allen. But if you got 2 years that says it, how isn't he? You ponder that. First,
be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific.
RJ, we see the Lakers have lost.
Whoa. You didn't do my announcement.
Fox Sports Radio, I'm AJ Hoffman. He's the voice of Vegas, RJ Bell.
You're like 2 out of 4 on that one.
We did that one a little bit differently than normal.
Uh-huh. I thought they threw you right off.
I didn't know that. I thought you would want to skip that part and get into the...
Well, I'd rather skip the read than skip me being introduced. I mean, are you crazy? I mean, you know, here's the thing you got to know about AJ. He's a nice guy, but...
The wickedest man in the world.
I mean, there's always an agenda with him.
That's it.
And it takes a lot of brains to even know what it... Like, you got to pretty much be following him nonstop to kind of figure out exactly...
I'm sneaky.
...what he's trying to accomplish. Even McKenzie struggles with that, but, you know... He's just staring at like blue Y's and stuff, and you know, like the letter Y and blue, and sometimes it makes his mind drift. All right, let's do this. I got my best bet coming up, a bonus. Let's talk a little NBA. We're going to start next week. We're going to dip our toe in the NBA. This is when it matters. We're starting to move into that time. And by coincidence, there's less football, but less NFL. Now, McKenzie, I got to give him some credit. He embraced the NBA years ago. It's kind of a younger, analytically driven, and he does a good job with that stuff. And he's been doing a podcast without me, right? Imagine that now. You can just see the listenership going, woo! but he's growing it, and it's starting to be something. So I listen here and there, right? Yeah. If I'm on a stream of stuff and it comes up, I won't turn it immediately. And I'm kind of impressed by it. So starting next week, probably on Tuesday, we're going to do, in case you missed it, where we check in the NBA once a week, and we'll see. Last time we tried something like this, we put him on a six-month moratorium because he said LeBron in his rankings was the ninth best player of all time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, most people don't come back from that, but we're giving him a chance.
You don't expect him to have changed his mind on that, though.
Oh, I already changed it. Remember, we debated it, and then he goes, well, by that definition of good, which was like the definition, he goes, I will accept nine's a little low. You were there for that, right?
There.
All right, let's do this. We'll take our first break. When we come back, we're going to do my best bet, but we're also, or last break, but we're also going to get into Westbrook and the drama around him and LeBron. I've got an angle on this that I think is different. AJ's got a hot take.
He's RJ Bell. I'm AJ Hoffman. This is the pregame show you've always wanted right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Straight out of Vegas!
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
RJ Bell, we are straight out of Vegas.
And I'm AJ Hoffman. Let's take a look at the Los Angeles Lakers, who fall 111-104 last night, their fourth loss in five games. And Frank Vogel sitting Russell Westbrook for the final 4 minutes of the game. A lot of fallout based on that decision.
Yeah, this is fascinating. And it's very dramatic, very Beverly Hills 90210 type drama. But I think it's meaningful, and McKenzie did a heck of a job digging in between the lines, as they say. By the way, my best bet coming up within 5 minutes, a little less. So, McKenzie, what did you uncover? Now, try to do this in a way that's not pompous.
So sometimes it's what they are saying that's indicating the opposite. So Los Angeles Lakers.
I say not pompous. He starts out with some like Mr. Miyagi type. Here's a general trend of life you should consider. Go ahead.
Listen to the notes they're not playing. So Chris Haynes reported after the game, the Lakers will not be making a personnel at this juncture. Frank Vogel will travel with the team tomorrow to coach on Friday at Orlando.
So they're saying the coach of the Lakers will go with the Lakers
reported
to their next game.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Unless you have any misapprehension about that, we've got to announce that.
Right. Does every team make that announcement before every road trip, or is that a unique thing?
By the way, I've got a quick announcement. AJ will be my co-host tomorrow.
Okay.
A lot of questions swirl, a lot of wind, a lot of stuff in the wind. He will at least, now, the day after that, everyone is judged on an individual basis every day.
My job, like Frank Vogel's, is game to game.
So, boy, it does feel like they're setting up the fall guy here. And, AJ, you think it is the fall guy. It wouldn't be legit.
Yeah, this feels like a situation. Well, Frank Vogel didn't pick this roster to but he didn't say.
Well, coaches never pick the roster in the NBA, right?
No, but players rarely do. And in this case, a player did, or whoever you want to blame, or there's some
people. Well, who are you blaming?
I think that the Lakers GM seems to, and it's hard to say that LeBron doesn't have these personnel decisions, but it's also Rob Pelinka at some point has to take some sort of a fall for, he's the guy who made
this move.
First
off, how can you take a fall when you just won a title 2 years
before? Frank Vogel seems to be able to.
Well, and we're saying it's unfair. So, but why would we unfairly want to spread the unfairness?
Because Frank Vogel didn't make the decision that broke this roster.
And And that's what we... Now, here's the question, though. And I think that's a fair way to say it, actually. Because my thought would be it's not just Westbrook's presence that's the issue, but it's what the absences that came because of his presence, because you have a salary cap. And here's the funny thing. Do this as an exercise, or we'll do it for you and talk about it next week. Who's been on this Lakers team since LeBron got there? Meaning if we had an all-star team filled up with guys that were on this roster with LeBron, think about all the talent they got rid of when he got there to start with, right? It's multiple high draft choices. Randall was there. Now, again, he's not having the best year with the Knicks, but last year was a career. I mean, there's so many guys that would probably be the fourth or fifth or sixth best player on this Lakers team, and it's the thinness is the problem. It's not how Westbrook's so bad. It's him being worth four players or whatever. He hasn't lived up to that.
Traded away all the depth they had to bring in Russell Westbrook, and really they've had to fill the back of their roster with undrafted rookie free agents like Austin Reeves, who filled those last few minutes for Russell Westbrook the other day.
Most improved player in 2020 in the NBA was Brandon Ingram. I think he was with the Lakers.
Former,
right?
Laker.
Most improved player in 2021, Julius Randle.
Former Laker.
I see a trend.
I think you might be onto something.
And I mean, if you go, it's not just that. Even now with Caruso, I mean, it's like there's no one on that team that's going to lead a championship team, but there's a lot of guys that could be the third or fourth player on a championship team. And I know to some degree they traded, you can't say they all could be there because they got one when they got, but in general, there's been, it's almost like they said, is anyone here talented? Get out of here. Because for whatever reason, they seem to clash with LeBron. Closing thoughts on this for now.
Russell Westbrook's style, just not a fit with LeBron James. There's possessions where LeBron doesn't touch the ball. You can't have LeBron James not touch the ball on every possession.
I've got a quote from LeBron, a sound. I'm not saying this is him now. I'm just saying that historically.
Pay attention to me. Yeah, me. Nobody else, just me. Me, me, me. Me.
That's not him.
Right.
But metaphorically.
Okay.
You see it?
Yeah.
And I think it gets into the whole coaching thing, too. Right, when you don't want a coach that has real power, when you want to be the power. But then how do you ever get coached? Coaching is someone telling you to do something and you doing it, not you saying, I'll take it under advisement. Next week, we'll be picking up with the NBA and picking up all the way through the finals.
All right, RJ, you've got a best bet.
Well, listen, I think you got a read to do, right?
Oh, I
do
have a...
Why don't you do the read? And then I'll do my best.
All right. Dealing with a dead battery, head to AutoZone, America's number one battery destination. They offer free battery services like free battery testing and free battery charging. So next time you're having battery trouble, head to AutoZone, your battery solution and America's number one battery destination.
Best bet time, baby. It's a bonus. And we're going Rams, Buccaneers, under the total 48. Under 48. Here's the thing that dawned on me. After the Saints game last year in the playoffs against Tampa, Brady got interviewed and he said, it's about the mistakes you don't make. And if you actually look at his stats throughout the playoffs, they weren't great. A lot of people were using that as a sign of saying, hey, Brady, maybe he's getting old. Maybe it was a kind of a last hurrah. Well, he played as good this year as he did last year in the regular season. It's just he doesn't take a lot of risks in the playoffs. He knows the big negative play can kill you. But the big positive play isn't as important. And thus, it plays like, let me think, what was the biggest game of the regular season? Tampa against New England. Neither team got into the 20s. They were both in the teens in that game. Punting from the 50. Field goals from 48 yards. All the things that go against modern play. Well, you know who else gets a little conservative in these big games? The Rams with their coach. He's a young guy. He isn't a risk taker. So I think it's going to be in Stafford. You know, he doesn't want him taking risks there. McVay doesn't. So in general, I think it's going to be about low risk. That means under. So early best bet, under 48.
Yeah. You mentioned the Rams, their scoring performance in the Super Bowl. It got so tight in that moment.
And I think you'll see it again.
All right. If you missed any of today's show, including
McKenzie bragging about going to Yale,
you can check out the podcast at foxsportsradio.com. We're going to be back tomorrow, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 o'clock Vegas time.
With forced bets on every game from AJ if he shows up.
I'll be here. I got a good feeling, my man. I got a real good feeling. He's RJ Bell. I'm AJ Hoffman. We are straight out of Vegas right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Straight out of Vegas!